Chapter 13. Duties and Dangers of the Youth. Addressed to two young men. These young men should remember that they are responsible for all the privileges they have enjoyed, that they are accountable for the improvement of their time, and must render an exact account for the improvement of their abilities. They may inquire, "Shall we have no amusement or recreation? Shall we work, work, work without variation?" Any amusement in which they can engage asking the blessing of God upon it in faith will not be dangerous. But any amusement which disqualifies them for secret prayer, for devotion at the altar of prayer, or for taking part in the prayer meeting is not safe, but dangerous. A change from physical labor that has taxed the strength severely may be very necessary for a time, that they may again engage in labor, putting forth exertion with greater success. But entire rest may not be necessary, or even be attended with the best results, so far as their physical strength is concerned. They need not, even when weary with one kind of labor, trifle away their precious moments. They may then seek to do something not so exhausting, but which will be a blessing to their mother and sisters. In lightening their cares by taking upon themselves the roughest burdens they have to bear, they can find that amusement which springs from principle, and which will yield them true happiness, and their time will not be spent in trifling or in selfish indulgence. Their time may be ever employed to advantage, and they be constantly refreshed with variation, and yet be redeeming the time, so that every moment will tell with good account to someone.